Mediators have drawn up new ceasefire proposals for Hamas and Israel that would free Israeli hostages and Palestinian detainees. Crucially, a ceasefire could also halt a planned Israeli assault on Rafah, the southern city in Gaza, where most Palestinians are displaced. People there are weighing the risks of what to do and where to go. NPR's Aya Batraoui and Anas Baba have this report and a warning: some descriptions in this story may be distressing.
Rafah is teeming with life. Its streets are jam-packed with pedestrians, street vendors, and cars. Rafah wasn't built to hold half of Gaza's population. Before the war, it was home to about 250,000 people. Now, more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering here, either in tents or with extended family in crowded apartments. Israel says it's planning an assault on the city to dismantle Hamas battalions and target tunnels, but hasn't said when that might happen. People in Rafah say they don't know how to prepare. Alaa Wahdan has 6 children. The oldest is just 11 years old. She says she's mentally ready to leave Rafah at a moment's notice. But she's tired, 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 she says. She says, we'll live in tents, whatever the circumstances, but give us safety, security. That's what she wants most for her kids. Rafah, like the rest of Gaza, isn't safe for civilians. Near-daily airstrikes have targeted the city over the past 6 weeks as Israel ramps up pressure. This week, a 5-day-old baby was killed in an overnight airstrike. He was buried with his father. The morgue on Monday filled up with the bodies of 25 people killed in Israeli airstrikes. Hospital records show 15 of them women and children. A woman cries next to her deceased brother, who's in a white body bag. She says everyone's gone. She cries that this is her 6th brother to lose. Fearing a major Israeli attack on Rafah, some people have already left the city. Some have gone a little north, setting up tents in Al-Mawasi on the dirt, where there's less access to the humanitarian aid that enters Rafah from Egypt. Others have pitched their tents in central Gaza, but airstrikes have killed thousands there too. Alaa Sabah has already moved 5 times during this war. Sabah says even if he wanted to leave Rafah and head to central Gaza, he doesn't have the money to. It costs around $200 for a single car ride. To move his entire family and their few belongings, he says he'll need $2,000. Where will I find that kind of money, he says. Abdullah Al-Ghalban, another resident here, says he too can't leave the city.
I have 3 physically disabled people with me. I don't know where to go with them or how to move them. Do I go to Al-Mawasi, Khan Yunis, North Gaza? We don't know where to go or which direction to take.
There are risks to staying in Rafah and risks to leaving. But one key advantage here is that this is still where many aid organizations are set up. Project Hope is one of them. The group runs a field clinic in Rafah among tents for displaced people. Inside is Asma Abed. She's here to treat a burn on her foot. She says she cares about her kids and grandkids. For their sake, she will leave Rafah and go wherever Israel's military tells people to go. Abed doesn't dream of much, she says. Just a cup of tea. But even that has become a luxury. Life here, she says, is about survival. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai, with Anas Baba in Rafah.